refugee crisis is pushing nations on both sides of the Mediterranean to their breaking point. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Some analysts say another 1 million refugees will come to Europe once the weather warms. European leaders are pressing Turkish leaders to halt the flow of refugees, but they're too busy saber-rattling with Russia to pay much mind. In the midst of it all, the Lord is at work. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
I spoke recently with a Faith Comes By Hearing worker who's involved in Middle East outreach. He says many refugees are turning away from Islam because of what terrorists like ISIS are putting on display. But here's the really sad part. Because they don't have contact with anyone who can tell them about Christ, many Muslims are becoming atheists. It's going to take a lot of prayer and some help with funding to get God's word to refugees. For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
And a ripple effect is powerful. World Missionary Press is experiencing something similar with scripture booklets getting into some of the most violent parts of Latin America. Why? People want to bring peace to gospel-starved areas. WMP's Helen Williams.
How it helped is people who are willing to go into areas where violence is in control and reaching people in their homes and establishing a believer center and a gospel presence, which will spread throughout the region. They're going to the prisons. They're going into the rough areas. They're facing up to the drug lord. And the churches are being emboldened, and I think that is the key. And whole communities are being transformed, that those that would do violence are no longer in control.
And to help the reach go further, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet, Who Am I in Christ?, as a resource to help you understand what it is to be a child of God. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Todd Morris.